Let me show you how this is done. Hold the glass up and examine the wine against the light. You're looking for color and clarity. Now, stick your nose in it. Maybe some strawberry. Oh, there's just a flutter of like a nutty Edam cheese.
When do we drink it?
Now.
Mmm.
Are you chewing gum?
No.
Spit it out.
It's The Wine Crush, the show that's all about the grape and the lifestyle it creates. Now, here's your host for The Wine Crush, Laura Lawson.
You are about to participate in a great adventure.
All right, everybody, get ready for a blast from the past.
Welcome to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, your favorite Chardonnay sipping diva, and you are listening to another version of The Wine Crush, the show about the grape and all its glory. Well, we have got a very entertaining show for you. For those of you who paid attention last week, we might as well just continue on our merry trail in Napa Valley and touring the wine country, because all of you want to know more. We have gotten so many calls and so many emails that we are definitely going to touch on your plans to do your own staycation and visit wine country. So that's our focus again for today. We're going to talk in a little more general terms. But to help us along the way, we are going to have Ted Edwards. He is the winemaker from Freemark Abbey, and he will certainly be able to shed some light on some great things you can do while touring wine country. Actually, Kent, thank you very much for that opening when it comes to talking about tasting wines.
That's right.
That's definitely a lesson for all of our people out there who are going to tasting rooms. Spit your gum out before you go in.
They have plenty of nice tables there for you to stick it under.
So. Thank you. Spoken like a true producer who has actually seen the wine country. Thank you, Kent. Okay, so we're continuing along our talk about things to do in wine country. And obviously, one, spit your gum out before you go into a tasting room is a good idea. But also, we are going to talk about probably your top 10 recommendations you can do to make your trip to wine country easier. Whether you're going to Napa, whether you're going to Sonoma, whether you're going up to the Finger Lakes, whether you're going to Niagara region, wherever you go, there are certain things that hold true when you're visiting all these wonderful tasting rooms out there. But before I get off on that topic, we have to talk a little bit about the wine recommendations for this week. Well, I got such a great response to recommending a high-end Cabernet. I think I'm going to do it again. I had the opportunity to go to Vine Cliff Winery. And this falls in the category of one of those wines you can't necessarily just drive up into and say, hey, I want to taste your cab. You have to call ahead and plan ahead. Well, we had a lovely hostess take us around. Wendy Day did a great job. But she also let us taste the new release of Vine Cliff Cabernet. The wine is exceptional. The winery is off of Silverado Trail. The vines are there, and it's very reflective in its style. You get a very, very fruit balanced, tight, wonderful Cabernet, exactly what you expect coming out of that region. It's got great currant, it's got great black fruit to it, and it's definitely something that's going to age. Some people will taste it and say it's tight. I disagree. That means you're being short-sighted and closed-minded. But the wine is wonderful. For those of you, Vine Cliff is a little bit difficult to find, but very worth the effort. Go to your local wine shop. Definitely ask them if you can get a couple bottles. This does fall in the category of expensive and allocated, but for those of you who collect, it's well worth it with the new vintage coming out. Well, of course, I have to give a tribute to myself, and even though I love Plump Jack Winery, I have found a new favorite wine. Out there bouncing around, we have to talk about Hartford Court Winery, and of course, it has to have been done in honor of me. They have a Laura Chardonnay. It is a single vineyard Chardonnay, and of course, it is very sophisticated, it's very elegant, it's very open-minded, it's very easy to breathe. Oh, I'm sorry, that's me, that's not the wine. But the wine is great, it is truly a fruit bomb, it is big, it is powerful, it has everything you want in a California Chardonnay. This is that Chardonnay that can go with anything you're going to pull off the grill. This is a Chardonnay for steak. This is not a Chardonnay for the weak-minded. This is the red wine drinker's white wine. So look for that, Hartford Court Laura's Chardonnay. And of course, think of me when you pour yourself a glass or after your third bottle, whatever makes you happy. And while you're sipping on that wine, do call us, 877-4-CRUSH-1, or you can email us, info@winecrush.com. And for those of you who just want to check things out, and since you're thinking of Laura drinking that Chardonnay, do check me out on Facebook, Laura Berg Lawson, and the Wine Crush Group. We are actively looking for friends. We need more friends around here. We get kind of lonely occasionally. It's just Kent and I hanging out. Yeah, we don't have anyone to talk to.
You should perhaps tell them how to spell Berg.
Oh, Berg. B-O-U-R-G.
Yes. Cajun's I would never guess that.
Yes, Cajun's got a hold of my last name and the pronunciation, and you throw the Southern background and it just went to hell. So, we do ask you to reach out and look for us. But you're really interested in learning more about taking trips to wine country. So, let me give you my number one piece of advice when you're going to wine country. Plan ahead. It is very easy, no matter where you're going, to get distracted. I had mentioned in the earlier show, it's like driving down Highway 29. Oh, I want to go there. 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 You can go half a mile, and that'll be the end of your day. So what I have to say is pick what wineries are really important to you. Grab a book, grab a phone number, call and get an appointment. Now, when you do this, only plan for 3 a day. I don't care if you think that you're a marathon drinker and can go all the way. I don't care if you're only out there for 24 hours. If you do any more than 3 wineries that are official tours and tastings, you're going to be tired. You're going to be grumpy. You're going to be late for one of the appointments. And quite honestly, you're probably going to be a little bit buzzed by the time it's all said and done. My personal recommendation, make an appointment at 10:30, make an appointment at 12, and make an appointment about 3:30, 3:15, somewhere in there. It is the great time. It gives you good opportunity to take a break in between and to actually grab something to eat or take a moment. But do not plan more than 3 a day. You're going to stress yourself out. You're going to not have the opportunity to grab a sandwich, and you're going to regret it at the end of the day. Also, when you're planning on these 3 tours and these 3 tastings during the day, understand that whenever you go to wine country and you pick up one of their little maps, the maps are not to scale. Just because you sit back and you look and you say, oh, look, Sabraja is right there by Rodney Strong. They are a good 25 to 45 minutes apart, and you have to factor in traffic. Now, especially if a man's looking at the map, we have to understand they always think that an inch is longer than it is. But besides that, it truly, truly is worth your while to call ahead and ask the traveling distance between the wineries. If you're going out to Napa Valley, if you're going out to Sonoma, if you're going to Niagara, you're going to the Finger Lakes, on the weekend, you also have to factor in traffic. I know you'd like to think that you can just drive up and see whatever you want to and no one will be in your way, but that doesn't hold true. And if you're driving through Sonoma, there is a 90% chance that you're going to get stuck behind a chicken truck, a horse trailer, or there's going to be a tractor in the road. Remember, people, this is farm country. This is not bar hopping. People are there day in, day out, making their living, and if they want to put large equipment on the road, they're going to. So be calm and be patient. So, we are off to a great start with, of course, my stellar advice for seeing wine country. And as always, we want to hear from you, 877-4CRUSH1, or email us, info@winecrush.com. And while you're doing that, I will take a moment to refill my Chardonnay glass and get ready for more wisdom later in the show.
Break out the ale! He's been a thirsty! Yeah!
The Wine Crush.
Well, I guess we better get on with it.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need affordable health insurance to get it. So call us right now. 800-700-5437. 800-700-5437. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable health insurance, call us now and see how we can help you. 800-700-5437. 800-700-5437. That's 800-700-5437. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
If you're self-employed or run a small business, you know your business bottom line. But do you know your bottom line when it comes to your family's health insurance? The Mega Life and Health Insurance Company helps self-employed folks and small business owners focus on the bottom line every day when it comes to their health insurance plans. Here's the bottom line. If you don't have the right health insurance plan, you could be in trouble. Check your health insurance coverage today and call Mega, where the bottom line is quality health insurance designed for the self-employed and small business owners.
Call now for your free health insurance quote. 800-700-5437. 800-700-5437. That's 800-700-5437.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. Northwestern Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Oh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Honey, put this on top of the minivan.
We're only going for 2 weeks. You want me to back the kitchen sink, too?
Well, is there room?
Hey, you guys, you going on vacation?
Who's that?
I don't know.
Because we're planning on robbing your house tonight.
All right, I'm calling an alarm service.
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can. There's a simple blood test called A1C that can help measure your risk of complications from diabetes. Why is it important? Because more than 600 people every day die from diabetes and its complications. If your A1C is above 7, your doctor can show you how to lower it. If you have diabetes, know your risk. Know your A1C. Ask your doctor, or for more information, go to www.diabetesa1c.org or call 1-877-TEST-A1C. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on.
Welcome back to the Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, your Chardonnay sipping diva, continuing on our trend to give you great ideas to tour wine country. But right now, something to remember when you're going to wine country, whether it's in Napa, whether it's in Sonoma, Bordeaux, wherever you go, if you're a history buff, there's great history to be part of and surrounded by. And that's exactly what we're going to hit on right now. We have Mr. Ted Edwards. He is with Freemark Abbey Winery, and he is the Big Kahuna winemaker. Ted, welcome to the Wine Crush.
Hi there, Laura.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Well, we are having fun today talking about traveling in wine country. And, of course, your wonderful winery is definitely a must-see. So why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about Freemark Abbey and what you have to offer?
Okay. Well, Freemark Abbey is located in the heart of the Napa Valley, about 2 miles north of St. Helena, right on the main artery of Highway 29. What we have is, when you come to visit, you're going to see an old stone cellar that was actually built at the turn of the century, started in 1898. Represents early winemaking in the state of California. And it really, you know, Freemark Abbey, actually winemaking here started back in 1886. Our modern-day run started in 1967, which, and I don't know where a lot of people were in 1967, but there was only like 10, 12 wineries in the Napa Valley. And so you can see that Freemark Abbey truly is one of the what I would call one of the early pioneers of the modern day California history.
I would have to agree with you. It's definitely one of the landmarks. But it seems to me that you're one of the pioneers as well. You've been at Freemark over 20 years, haven't you?
Yeah, actually, I came to Freemark in 1980. So 29 years, yeah.
You are definitely a landmark in the business. One thing I love about you is you have an approachable aspect when it comes to making wine. You actually talk about yourself as a chef when it comes to combining everything. Tell our listeners a little bit about that.
Well, you know, that's absolutely right. You know, and I tell people that we're all born with the gifts to be a winemaker, you know, or a cook or anything.
Speak for yourself on the cooking.
We have our taste, our smells, and that's what's so important about winemaking. And I approach it pretty much like a chef would. I like to be involved in the grape growing because that's where you develop your flavors. And our grapes is our produce, just like a chef would go to a store and buy his produce or actually even better if he was able to grow his own herbs and tomatoes and so forth right outside the restaurant, the chef would want to do that. Well, the same thing goes true for winemaking. And, you know, once we develop those flavors, then we harvest based upon the peak of the flavor, peak of maturity. We bring it into our kitchen, which is our winery, and we process it. And in making a wine is a, you know, it's a process. It's very slow. It's microbial, and then we age things at low temperature for a long period of time, developing those flavors that we want in our final product, which, you know, it is a food, and it's on the dinner table.
I think that's fair enough. I think a lot of people give wine an icon status and forget it's ultimately, it's grape. It's perishable. It is something that's given to us from nature.
Exactly. It is. And that's the way I approach it. You know, and I'm a cook too. I love to cook, and you know, I love to you know, think about what I'm going to have with whatever we're preparing. To me, it's just one of the joys of living.
I like the way you think. It definitely has to be a whole encompassing package. Well, what we're focusing on today is people who want to go visit wine country, who want to see what's going on, whether it's in the kitchen you call a cellar or whether what's going on behind the counter. What advice do you have for our listeners that are going out to wine country?
Well, you know, not to try to do too much, for one thing, you know, visit two or three wineries a day and, you know, enjoy the local cuisine that the local purveyors have and enjoy some of the wines with that cuisine. When you visit the winery, like at Freemark Abbey, we have special wines here for those people that come to visit us. You know, like out in the country, you're going to find our Chardonnay and you're going to find our Cabernet, our Merlot, perhaps our Cabernet Boucher, our Sycamore Vineyard Cab, and you're going to think that Freemark Abbey is all about Cabernets, which I want you to think that, but if you came to visit Freemark, you're actually going to find some other little things that we just make 200-300 cases of, like a little special, what we call the bootleg, which is, we call it our Cellarman's Blend. And it's a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Basically, it is a kind of a Cabernet, kind of a base blend, but it doesn't have to hold true to be 100%, I mean, or at least 75% cab. It can be, but anyway, that's just one of those special little things in our retail room at Freemark. We also have like a little Zinfandel, Petit Syrah, Sauvignon Blanc, a Viognier. That's really.
Oh, really?
It's really, it's a really growing little variety for us.
Even I didn't know that. I'm going to have to make some phone calls on that one.
Sure.
Well, that's something I've been trying to relay to our listeners, that whether it's at Freemark Abbey, wherever you're wandering into, there's no such thing as a winemaker who says they only make Pinot Noir. Every single one of you has some kind of little pet project going on in some barrel somewhere. Does that pretty much hold true?
Oh, that's totally true. You know, we're always experimenting. We're always playing. And, you know, we can bottle up 200-300 cases just for our retail room. That provides the visitor a little enhanced experience. I mean, a reason for them to come to visit.
I think everyone can learn something by coming in and seeing a winery, whether it's Freemark, whether it's another one of your sister properties, because they get the total experience. I know winemakers talk about terroir, and of course those of us in the business talk about tasting the earth and being in a place and time. What do you think totally diversifies yourself as far as Freemark, as far as everyone else?
Well, Freemark Abbey is, I mean, actually, we're very traditional, to tell you the truth, I mean, in terms of Chardonnay and Cab. But I think that those visitors that come and visit us, our staff is very well educated in terms of wine, wine and food, grape growing. And so I think anybody could bring their questions and, you know, they could be a novice winemaker or they could just be the curious. Sommelier, you know, our staff would be able to provide a lot of the answers to their questions.
That is invaluable. I wish all your neighbors had that policy of having an educated staff behind the counter. Unfortunately, that doesn't usually prove true. So definitely some...
It is amazing. One guy comes to mind, Barry Dodge. He is so enthusiastic that he is wanting to do... special little tasting groups. We have a special little room that if people call in advance, they could reserve, half an hour or an hour with Barry, and he would give them quite a bit of education and maybe even couple in a little cheese tasting with the wines, something that could be a lot of fun for the visitor.
That's what we like to hear, people who are open and trying to make a whole experience for everyone coming through. And it doesn't matter whether they're novices or whether they're true aficionados. You can go in and get a full feel of Freemark and get the red carpet rolled out for you. If say our listeners wanted to call and visit Freemark Abbey, or how do they do that? How do they get a tasting with you?
Okay, well, our phone number is 707-963-9694. And they would basically just push the right number, I think, for the retail room.
Push the right number. Hey, for our listeners that were trying to write that down, we will definitely have that posted on our website. So please don't rear end or run off the road, please. Well, Ted, thank you very much for being part of the Crush. It is always nice to have an educated palate and an educated winemaker to enlighten both me and our listeners. And I'll be looking for that Viognia. Y'all be warned. All right, we have to take a small break right now, but our journey across wine country will not cease. We will have more of it when we return.
Are you feeling the credit card crunch? You're not alone. Increasing prices and the costs of credit are stretching budgets and preventing people just like you from getting ahead or just catching up with their debts. American Financial Solutions is a nonprofit organization that can help you get back on track with your debts and strengthen your financial situation. We offer a customized debt management plan, not a consolidation loan or a settlement, but a renegotiation of terms with your current creditors. You could benefit from lower interest rates, reduced fees, finally having your past due accounts brought back into current status, and a single monthly payment. So if you're falling behind on your credit cards, medical bills, or accounts in collections, get your current statements together and give American Financial Solutions a call now.
Here's the number for your free debt analysis. 800-793-2153. 800-793-2153. 800-793-2153.
What would you do if you had to choose between the buffalo and the giraffes? Between a flower or an elephant? What would you choose? What if you had to decide between a 100-year-old tree and a 1,000,000-year-old beech? Between drinking clean water or breathing clean air, would you make the right choice? The there be a right choice. Now there's a way to help. Not just one, but all these things. EarthShare, the world's leading environmental groups working together. It's one choice we can all live with.
This ad sponsored by Ad Council and EarthShare.
We are talking about our world today. Oh, and someone's on the line.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
Welcome, Jacqueline. How old are you? You sound so young.
I'm 8.
Oh, wow. I assume you're a student, right?
Yes, from Jefferson Elementary. And I have a question.
What's your question?
We all know the Earth has 7 continents that currently carry 193 countries. Those continents make up 29% of the Earth's surface, meaning that the vast majority of our planet, 71%, is comprised of water. Taking into consideration man automatically adapts to environmental conditions, why is it that I need to take swimming lessons?
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
From the vantage point, Mafatu saw 6 war canoes drawn up on the beach. But what held the boy's eyes in awful trance were the figures springing and leaping about the flames, darting, shifting, bounding toward the sky. The eaters of men. Cannibals. Firelight glistened on their oiled bodies, on flashing spears and bristling decorations. Mafatu watched the strange scene, powerless to move, and he felt doom itself breathing chill upon his neck. In that very instant, he heard a crashing in the undergrowth. 4 figures were tearing toward him through the jungle. He could see them now. He turned and ran blindly down the trail, slipping, sliding, stumbling, his breath all but choking in his throat. Only one thought gave him courage as he ran. His canoe ready and waiting. If only he could reach it before the savages overtook him. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book Call It Courage by Armstrong Sperry. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov. A message from the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
Well, the south side of Chicago is the baddest part of town. If you go down there, you better just beware of a man named Leroy Brown.
Welcome back to The Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, and we are looking at taking a trip. We are tripping over to wine country and giving you some advice on how to best accomplish that goal. So I continue along my lines. In the last show we did, I talked to you about there's a book in Napa. It's just called Napa. You can pick that up at any concierge or winery generally. But no matter what part of the wine country you're going to, there is going to be some kind of pamphlet, some kind of book put together, whether it's by the Sonoma Vintners Association, by the Napa Valley Association. They're going to want you to tour. They want you there. These are great reference points. They give you good maps. They give you great restaurant recommendations. They tell you what wineries you can and can't get into. And trust me, it doesn't matter whether you've been in the wine business for 800 years like I have, or whether you've been in it for 8 seconds. If you pick up one of these books and start flipping through, you're going to find things that you want to go and do and things you want to go see. So that's the other part of the advice I will give you. Plan your first day there. But leave things wide open, because invariably you or someone in your group are going to suggest something else that you say, oh my God, that's a great idea. So leave time open. It is vacation after all. And after all, I do have to take calls from you and I do have to take some emails from you. Right now, I'm going to take a quick email. This email is from Kevin, and Kevin writes us from Swainsboro, Georgia. Is there a way to bring wine home with the new airline laws? Kevin, I was distraught when it got to the point where we could no longer bring full bottles on the airplane. It actually happened while I was out in California and led to me actually missing my flight because there was one bottle I refused to throw away. But besides that, yes, there are several ways you can bring wine back that's not in your carry-on. Any winery that you're going to at any part of the United States is going to be able to offer you a shipper. Now, if you're buying wine at the winery, chances are they will throw it in, but you can purchase these as well. They are 6-bottle or 12-bottle, and they're styrofoam. And what you can do, you put the wine in them, you get them all babied and wrapped up, and you can have them shipped to your house. Just did this out in California, and I think it cost me $30 to ship a 12-bottle case. Of course, make sure you're aware of the reciprocal state laws and whether or not you're allowed to ship to your house. But besides that, it is a good way to get wine back safely. Now, for those of you who are not obsessive like I am and just want to bring back a bottle or two, there's a new thing you can see in most tasting rooms, and it looks like a flat bottle, and it's all the little bubble wrap that we love to pop and annoy people with. But bottles will slip up inside this little bubble wrap bottle, and they will hold through your luggage. My advice on that is, if you are going to check your luggage, put it in the middle of your dirty clothes, preferably the black ones, and set it in there. I have done this about 12 times, and I have yet to have a bottle break. But I certainly would not recommend undoing that more than two or three bottles in your suitcase.
You might want to explain why do we have new airline laws?
I don't have the time to go into that in this show. And last time I checked, it was a wine show. But yes, you cannot take more than 3 ounces in a clear plastic container. Now, I have proven that you can take a little bit of Chardonnay, 3 ounces of Merlot, 3 ounces of Cabernet, and 3 ounces of Pinot Grigio through, but that really doesn't serve you well if you're trying to take the whole bottle.
Oh, okay.
So Kent just here trying to help. I'm sure somehow I could brilliantly tie that into the French, but right now I think I'll just stay on my little trek on how we get through
that. French
did it somehow, one way or the other. So hopefully, Kevin, that answers your question, and I wish you luck in your great shipping adventure. Hopefully everything will arrive intact. Another email comes that kind of goes hand in hand with that. When you're actually seeing these wineries, can you buy wine? Well, of course you can go in and buy wine. And it ties back into what Ted said and what we said in the last show. Look for unique bottles. Freemark Abbey, had I known this, I would have stopped in and buy a bottle of Viognier. If you're going to go out and be adventurous and try to travel in different parts of the country, be adventurous with your palate as well. Find all these neat little things that you can't find at home. Find the things you can't bring back with you. Because a lot of times, these winemaker play toys are not going to make the speculator. They're not going to make Robert Parker. And otherwise, they would just be things that went unnoticed. Plus, as always, it's kind of like collecting little souvenirs. You can look up in your wine cabinet and say, I remember when we saw that. I remember when we met Ted. I remember when we did this. So they can also be great remembrances, so to speak, kind of like a photo album. So keep that in mind when you're looking at things. We encourage you, for those of you who have further questions about traveling in wine country, reach out to us, 877-4CRUSH1, or email us, info@winecrush.com. For those of you that call, you need to leave a message on the wine line, and that's what Donna from North Carolina has just done. Donna, welcome to the Wine Crush.
I had a question regarding wineries, and what is the best way to take advantage of the wineries here in North Carolina?
We all love to take advantage of wineries, so no matter how we do it, whether it's drinking or wandering in or just telling people behind the counter what we think of their wine. Honestly, the best way to take advantage of wineries is to take your time seeing the different ones. Kind of like I said, you only have 3 appointments in a day. I have learned that my favorite way to see wineries, calling from North Carolina, a good example that comes to mind is Biltmore Estate or even Ray Lynn. Buy a bottle of wine at the winery. Have a sandwich. Have a picnic. Have something along those lines. Definitely go through, taste their offerings. Find the best bottle that you like and sit and enjoy. Oftentimes, people rush in and out of wineries and forget there's historical significance. There is not anything besides the alcohol to look forward to, and that's so incorrect. Every winery that you can go to, every winery that you have a certain connection with, wants you to be there. They want to roll out the red carpet. They want you to feel the total experience of what they know goes into their bottling. It goes hand in hand with that concept of terroir, being in place. And one of the best ways to totally get a feel for a wine and what's the winemaker trying to do is to sit and absorb. I know a lot of people don't like that idea, but whether you're planning a day trip, whether you're planning a weekend trip, or whether you're planning 2 weeks wherever you're going, the longer you stay in one place, the longer you take a breath and take a pause and truly enjoy, whether it's the food, whether it's the fauna, whether it's the floral, local wildlife, as long as you sit and relax, you will certainly have a place in your heart for that winery for a long time. So whether it's North Carolina, Napa Valley, whether it's Lake Niagara, whether it's anywhere you're going, the true way to get the best out of a winery is to stay put and enjoy. Now, on that note, getting off a little bit on one of my advice pieces for traveling to wine country, it was definitely to take a picnic. Now, there are always going to be little groceries. There are going to be little places that will sell cheeses and baguettes and sandwiches. But be careful when you're traveling through wine country and ask people before you sit down on their property and open up that bottle of wine and open up your picnic basket. The laws in wine country vary dramatically, actually. There are certain places in Napa where you can sit and you can have a picnic and relax and enjoy and drink your bottles and eat your own food. There are also places where if you go in and you buy a bottle and you try and open it, you'll get the winery in trouble. So for those of you who are going to take the time to picnic and enjoy, like I certainly advise you to do, please be cognizant of the winery and what laws may guide them. So ask before you just decide to pop that cork. It's a good way to keep yourself out of trouble and a good way to keep the winery out of trouble. We're going to take a small break right now, but we definitely have more calls and more emails on how to get the best out of your wine adventure coming up here on The Crush.
I've been drinking wine recently. That's a sign of maturity. Drinking wine out of the box. Right from that rubber spigot.
The Wine Crush returns in a moment.
Z-Max. It helps your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat save gas and last longer. The secret of Z-Max is micro-lubrication. Z-Max penetrates deep into the metal of your engine and drivetrain where regular oil can't. Z-Max reduces heat and friction, dissipates carbon buildup, restores power, and reduces fuel consumption. Z-Max maintains mileage in your new car and improves mileage in your older car. It works. Log on to Z-Max.com to find a Z-Max retail performance partner. Z-Max. Performance you can feel.
I heard in the news the other day about how one man's $3,000 credit card balance exploded to over $10,000 in no time at all. As good as the plastic in your wallet may be, if you run into any problems with your credit card companies, they'll hit you so hard with late and over-limit fees that your head'll spin, and so will your debt. At that point, you cannot stop your runaway debt problem. Well, yes, you can. If your credit card debt is out of control, you're getting collection calls, you're mad as hell, and you can't take it anymore, call us and one of our partner companies will negotiate on your behalf and show you strategies to help you get out of debt.
If you have $10,000 or more in unsecured debt, call now for a free debt analysis. 800-948-6815. 800-948-6815. 800-948-6815.
When a legend like Carroll Shelby puts Z-Max in every car he owns, maybe you should too.
I know it works.
Z-Max with micro-lubrication reduces wear on vital engine parts and increases horsepower. If you're a custom engine builder or a do-it-yourselfer, Z-Max belongs in your car. Z-Max. Easy to use. One in your gas and one in your oil every 5,000 miles. Take it from Carroll Shelby.
I put my name on the line on that, and I mean...
Log on to ZMAX.com and find a retail performance partner. ZMAX. Performance you can feel.
Mozart toasties are so very great. Kids rejoice when Mozart's on their plate.
They know they're quite nutritious.
And so delicious.
They'll lick the dishes.
And soon you realize how impactful your kids involvement in the arts can be.
They'll get better grades, make more friends, and express their individuality. When they learn to play some music, act or paint or dance or write creatively.
Hot from the toaster and filled with the essential creative thinking skills of an 18th century musical genius, Mozart Toasties are an important part of an arts-healthy childhood. Studies show that involvement in the arts helps kids increase test scores and promotes academic achievement. Feed your kids the arts. For 10 simple ways to learn how, visit AmericansForTheArts.org. The arts. Ask for more. Brought to you by Americans for the Arts, the NAMM Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Crush, I'm Laura Lawson, your favorite Chardonnay sipping diva, and we are traveling across the vine with you today. We're continuing answering your questions about how to see wine country wherever it may be at its best. So I'm continuing to give you my personal pieces of advice. We have talked about how to actually look at things, how to plan ahead, how to plan your trip, but I do need to remind you about two things. One, no matter how much we love the atmosphere of wine country, no matter how much we love the different wines, let's remember that generally the legal limit is 0.08 wherever you are going. And no matter where you are, you take a sip, whether you're spitting, whether you're being a good person, whether you have great plans of not drinking, ultimately it is alcohol. So whenever you're planning trips to the wine country, whether it's Napa, whether it's Sonoma, please consider having a designated driver. Please consider getting a car service. Whether you're going anywhere in wine country, car services and great tours are popping up, and that is usually the safest and best option to enjoy your day. So keep that in mind when you're looking at things. Right now, though, I have an email. This email is from Karen, and Karen is in Atlanta, Georgia, and she writes, "There seems to be much of the same thing for sale in different tasting rooms. Why?" Well, Karen, you've just opened up a whole can of worms for me, so thank you for your email. When you go visit tasting rooms, one of the little asides, you can always shop. So if you don't want to drink, definitely shopping's an option. And they have T-shirts, and they have jackets, and they have coasters, and they have posters, and they have cookbooks, and they have wine books, and they have just about anything you could name it. And when you look at these things, understand that, yes, they have the winery logo on it, but chances are you can go from winery to winery to winery, and you can see the same little marble roll coaster, or you can see the little magnet, or the same style jacket. It's just going to have the different winery's name on it. So I encourage you, when you're in tasting room shopping, to look for things that may be unique to the property, whether it's a unique artist from the area, whether it's a certain type of special wine, whether it's a certain type of special label or some kind of poster. Find something that's definitive to that property, because it will definitely give you a better keepsake. But as long as we are on the topic, tasting rooms are definitely the focus of a lot of things. As we think about miles from Sideways, there are certain things to remember about tasting rooms. So let's talk tasting, shall we? Do not be afraid to walk into a winery, and understand that when you walk in, they're going to have plenty of people around a bar. You're going to stand up. There's going to be dump buckets. There's going to be water on the counter. Do not be scared. Walk in the door, walk up to the counter, and smile. That is the best way to start any kind of discourse you're going to have with that person behind the counter. But invariably, when you walk into tasting rooms, remember several things. There will be a fee for tasting the wines. They can't just do this out of the goodness of the heart. And these fees can range anywhere from $5 all the way up to $35, depending on where you are. Be ready for that. But here are some asides to remember. One, you're allowed to share tastings. 99% of the places, if you are going in with your significant other, a good friend, someone you don't mind sharing a glass with, then yes, they'll let you split that tasting. If you're going to taste five wines and you just want a sip of each, then okay, fine. Definitely share. They won't charge you double. Just tell them ahead of time that you're sharing a tasting. Two, don't be afraid to tell them, no, you don't want to taste a certain wine. Do I recommend going in and tasting what they have to offer? Yes. But there are some of us who would prefer not to drink full-bodied Cabernets at 10:30 in the morning. I fall in that camp, and I would say, yes, can I specifically taste your Chardonnay? Can I taste your Pinot Gris? Can I taste your Rosé? Can I taste your Pinot Blanc? And yes, you know, if this is the specialty of the house, I will take a sip of it. But do not feel obligated to taste everything that they have. On that same note, do not feel obligated to drink everything that's in the glass. A lot of people make this mistake. Well, if he poured me 2 ounces of that, I have to drink it. If you remember the scene from Sideways where Miles is running down the vineyard pouring that dump bucket over his head, there's a reason the bucket is there. That's to keep you safe and to keep you from drinking something that you probably do not like. And on that note, do not feel obligated also to tell the person behind the counter that you like everything that's there. You don't have to smile and keep that stiff face and say, oh, why, yes, it was great. They're there to converse. They're there to discuss. Obviously, you don't want to look at the guy behind the counter and say, oh my God, that's wretched. I never want to have it again. But on the same token, feel free to tell him it's not your style. He may be able to point you in a different direction to something that you might like. So that is basic tasting room etiquette. Yes, there are a lot of other bits and pieces, but those tend to be the things that scare most people. So keep that in mind when you're in there. Right now, we have a call on the wine line. This is Terry from the Finger Lakes. Terry, welcome to The Crush.
I am from the Finger Lakes area. We have a ton of wineries up here, and I heard you talking last week about California and Napa Valley and all the wineries there, and we were going to do some weekend trips here at the Finger Lakes, and was wondering the best way to spend your money. Should you be buying the wine there, or are there other ways to for any hidden costs or anything like that.
Terry, obviously we are tying this phone call in at a great time. Obviously, we just talked about tasting room fees. But as far as true hidden cost, no, there's not. When you are going to Wine Country, if you're doing it on a limited budget, obviously call ahead, get an idea of what the tasting room fees are so that you know that you have to allocate $30 of your $100 to the tasting room fees. But I would recommend this. If you find something you like when you're in these tasting rooms, buy a bottle. It's always nice, one, to contribute to the economy, two, to contribute to the winery. But also keep in mind when you buy that bottle, a lot of wineries and a lot of times people will refund your tasting fee, so to speak. Say you spent $10 on a tasting, but you buy a bottle there. Sometimes they'll let that $10 apply to the bottle. So that way you haven't totally lost your money for tasting and you do get something out of it. I would definitely recommend you save your money for eating. And when I say eating, this goes in hand with what I was talking about, my Wine Country advice. A lot of people get excited about seeing all these wineries and getting on a time schedule. And when they do that, they forget pertinent things like going to lunch or grabbing a snack. Now, no, the crackers they have on the counter in the tasting room, that cannot constitute your full lunch if you're going to do a day of tasting. You need to allocate some of your money to having some kind of meal, whether it's bread, whether it's cheese, even whether it's a drive-through. Make sure that you save money so that you can put something on your stomach beside the wine. And of course, as far as the Finger Lakes go, I promise you we will get a show on that as soon as humanly possible when you all quit letting me talk about traveling to Wine Country. But we have to continue our talk on Wine Country in a little bit because right now we're going to take a pause.
I like to think about the life of wine.
Yeah.
How it's a living thing. I like to think about what was going on the year the grapes were growing. How the sun was shining. If it rained. I like to think about all the people who tended and picked the grapes. And if it's an old wine, how many of them must be dead by now? I like how wine continues to evolve. Like if I opened a bottle of wine today, it would taste different than if I'd opened it on any other day. Because a bottle of wine is actually alive. And it's constantly evolving and gaining complexity.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you get it. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need affordable health insurance to get it.
Here's the number. Call right now.
800-799-9991. 800-799-9991.
Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable family health insurance, call now.
800-799-9991. 800-799-9991. 800-799-9991.
Not available in all states. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Not licensed in New York.
Mr. Jackson, we're calling to say you're late on your credit card bill. Can you please call us to schedule a payment and avoid future late fees?
If you're getting collection calls from your credit card companies and you want to put a stop to it, gather your bills now and call the Debt Helpline.
Mr. Jackson, we've been trying to reach you. If we don't hear from you soon, your account will go into collections.
We can help you stop the late and over limit fees on most of your credit cards and reduce your high interest rates, in some cases up to 60%.
Mr. Jackson, this is our last warning call. The next call will be from our legal department.
Get your debt and credit card bills under control. Gather your bills and call today for a free consultation on how we can help you get out of debt. 800-948-6815. 800-948-6815. That's 800-948-6815.
Have you ever dreamed of being a karate master? Well, stop dreaming and start chomping with the Karate Glove.
Hi, my name's Molly, inventor of the Karate Glove, and I have just 1.5 words for you. Hi-yah!
the karate glove chops through anything. Just put it on and instantly chop through wood, concrete, brick walls, trees, small cars. It can even chop through these 8 guitars. It chops things.
If I can invent a karate glove, just imagine what you can do. Visit inventnow.org to get started on your invention. Anything's possible. Keep thinking.
Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
It's hi-ya time!
Welcome back to The Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, and hopefully we have covered all of your questions you may have to traveling out to wine country, wherever it may be, whether it's in your backyard, whether it's on the West Coast, whether it's the East Coast, whether it's across the pond or great down under. These are all things that matter. But of course, it wouldn't be a crush if I didn't give you some insider tips and bits of wisdom. So let me give you some tips that you will never get off a trade book or off a website. If you're going to wine country, these are the super secret Lawson things you have to do. Number one, if you're going to wineries, make sure there's always bottled water in your car. You are going to get thirsty. There's no way around it, and wine cannot quench thirst. Number two, it does not matter. After you hit that third winery, you are going to have a headache, you're going to have a stomach ache, or you're going to have some kind of histamine reaction because you're not used to the allergens that are in the area you're visiting. So in light of that, with the bottled water you have in your car, have a bottle of Advil, have Zantac or Pepsin, and definitely keep Sudafed handy. Of course, you know me, I'm going to advocate Sudafed, but it's certainly stuff that works, and these are things you will be sorry to be without. Finally, it doesn't matter if you do 2 days. It doesn't matter if you do 3 days. It doesn't matter if you do 3 appointments. I promise you, at the end of 2 days, you're going to be sick of wine. So don't feel guilty ordering an alternative beverage. These are just great facts to help you along your merry way. And just remember, the Wine Crush is here to help. But right now, the Crush has to say adieu. And as always, we encourage you, drink responsibly, to sip socially, to drink what you like, not what you're told, but to remember, in vino veritas, in wine, there is truth.
To get your wine questions answered on the show, call us at 1-877-4-CRUSH-1. That's 1-877-427-8741.